Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM.
This is Ozarks at Large. With the Arkansas Forestry Commission facing a budget shortfall and the pending layoffs of 36 employees later this month, the agency's head yesterday met with lawmakers at the state capitol. Director John Shannon is asking legislators to support the governor's plan to give the agency more than $2.5 million to help it get through the end of the fiscal year. Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business covered that hearing.
I think that this whole agency issue is still very much up in the air. I think in late January we'll see a proposal from the governor for the supplemental appropriation. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they get that money, even though the money is there from the budget surplus. I think that you're going to see legislators continue to ask some pretty tough questions about the management of this agency and some of the spending decisions that they've made over the last couple of years, and is it being managed as properly or as well as it could be? I still think that John Shannon's going to face a pretty big firing squad from some legislators that are not satisfied with the answers they've received so far.
The Forestry Commission has blamed its shortfall on a decline in timber sales. Roby says there was a suggestion made for shoring up the decline.
I think lawmakers still have a lot of questions about the management of the Forestry Commission. I don't think they're satisfied that they've gotten a lot of answers to previous questions that they've asked about spending habits and spending decisions. That said, they still did ultimately turn their attention to the budget woes and the funding problems that the Forestry Commission is experiencing with the decline in the severance tax and the fact that they've had this double counting issue with federal grants that they've received. A couple of solutions that they discussed, obviously looking at what's causing the severance tax decline and is there any way to shore that up. Apparently the Forestry Commission actually owns some timber acreage in parts of South Arkansas. There was a suggestion that they may look at leasing or maybe selling some of that land to generate more revenue. And then they discussed a supplemental appropriation of about $2.7 million, which is going to get the agency to the end of this fiscal year at the end of June. But where it goes from there, I think, is still very much up in the air.
That's Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net.
State finance officials reported yesterday that Arkansas revenues came in above forecast last month. Deputy Director Tim Leathers says December revenues totaled $418 million last month, which is nearly 10% above the year before.
The best news in this is that all along our income tax withholding has been offsetting sales tax, and we've kind of been lagging in our sales tax, and this month we did actually slightly exceed the sales tax that we had projected.
But Leathers says that may be offset by upcoming tax refunds for individuals and corporations.
We're thinking that probably a lot of that we may give back in refunds as the fiscal year goes on for us, but it does put us up a total of $42 million for the year above forecast, so it kind of positions us well for the refund season that we'll be seeing here in the next few weeks.
Leather says part of the increase was thanks to a better-than-expected growth in sales tax collections.
Plenty of college basketball in the area tonight. The Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team will play the second SEC game of the season tonight in Lexington, Kentucky. And for the second time, it's against a nationally ranked team. Kentucky is ranked 11th in the latest Associated Press poll. Arkansas lost their SEC opener Sunday afternoon at number 16, Georgia. And this weekend, the Razorback women will make it three in a row against ranked opponents when they host number 6 Tennessee Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Bud Walton Arena. Meanwhile, both UA Fort Smith basketball teams open conference play tonight at Oklahoma Panhandle State University. That's in Goodwill, Oklahoma. Both John Brown University basketball teams are home tonight, hosting Mid-American Christian. Those games in Siloam Springs, of course. And both University of the Ozarks teams will be at home in Clarksville tonight, hosting Mary Hardin Baylor.